OFM News Extra. In touch with your world.
Our grief and anger is tearing us apart.
This is how late world icon and former South African President Nelson Mandela reacted to the death of Chris Hani in April 1993, trying to bring calm after it sparked violent protest action that ripped through the country.
Remembering the greatest revolutionary comrade Chris Hani, when you deepen your thought about that, you find tears rolling down your cheeks and say, but why did it happen like that? Particularly given the current political situation, you find a gap, you find a space that if this comrade had not been murdered, perhaps the same ANC, the same SACP would have been different, would not have been captured.
Former ANC provincial chairperson in the Free State, who also served as a member of parliament and the Free State Provincial Legislature, Pat Matoza, sat in several National Executive Committee meetings with Chris Hani.
Frankly speaking, if men like Chris Hani, like Joe Slovo, and the rest of the other stalwarts were still alive, the ANC and the SACP would not have been captured.
Matoza says Hani and the late Steve Tshwete were former President Nelson Mandela's fixers.
After the unbanning of the ANC, all of us coming from prison, underground and exile, in those turbulent years after the unbanning of the ANC, Comrade President Nelson Mandela always sent Chris Hani and Steve Tshwete in all the turbulent areas where people were murdering each other, where there was political anger, there was political fire burning the country. He will always call Chris and Steve Tshwete and say, go there, resolve the matter.
Hani was seen as one leader, second most popular to Mandela, but had his roots nestled amongst ordinary South Africans.
The man was a very honest and sincere revolutionary. The man was not a man for position and a material gain. You find him in the villages where there are no roads, where there's no water, where there's no electricity, sitting down on the ground and talking to the people, motivating them to stand up. He can see you once. You meet 20 years down the line after that. The man will remember your name, will remember who you are, meaning that it's not just a handshake and generally call you comrade and forget your true identity. In all those tense meetings, he would never leave a meeting until a solution is found.
Kathy Vlodlow, OFM News, Bloemfontein.
OFM News Extra. In touch with your world.